No. President of the United States, Donald Trump, is heading to Davos today to the World Economic Forum amidst consternation and chaos that he has created by making claims on Greenland's territory of, or Denmark's territory, I should say, of Greenland. Before we talk to a Dane living in Kerry about what this is like for her country being under this sort of pressure, have a listen to some of the news reports in the United States on what the very latest Donald Trump is saying on Greenland.
President Trump's push for Greenland today also pushed down stock markets by triple digits. But that didn't stop the president as he teased how far he'll go to acquire the Danish-controlled island.
You'll find out.
He's openly mocking the world by posting images like this one and trolling France's Emmanuel Macron by sharing details of the leader's text to him. I do not understand what you are doing on Greenland, Macron wrote. Today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says it's simple.
Why does the United States need Greenland?
To make America strong, we need to have a strong Western Hemisphere, and the world needs a strong America.
And the Energy Secretary tells us it has nothing to do with extracting rare earth minerals from the island.
It's a remote area. This is not about resource capture at all. This is about national security.
Trump's threat to tariff those allies who don't back his Greenland plans appears to be pushing them away.
It is time to seize this opportunity and build a new independent Europe.
And some, like this Danish member of the European Parliament, are being more direct.
Mr. Trump, off.
But among Americans attending the summit, California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says that more aggressive posture is exactly what's needed.
What he doesn't respond well to and what is effective is strength. And he responds to that in a very different way. And for the European Union, it's critical that they develop a backbone, clarity, conviction.
And Ed, the president... Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit of reporting of CBS Evening News last night in the United States, or in the early hours of this morning, as Donald Trump heads to Davos to, I suppose, tell the world more about his plans. Well, with me in studio, I've got a Danish citizen living in Killarney, Lotta Lyne. Lotta, good morning to you, and thanks so much for coming in and talking to me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me, what's your own personal thoughts on just what's happened here, the craziness of it all, and how it feels to be under this kind of threat from America, of all countries?
I suppose it feels very surreal, really, and hard to believe even that it's happening. But I suppose it shouldn't really surprise us. But it's especially because Denmark has always been an incredibly good ally to America, probably one of their strongest and best allies. So it's very, very difficult to really comprehend what's
understand
going on,
what's
to
going
understand
on.
It, yeah.
Yeah. You say America's been a very strong ally. Does that go back to the war in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. Like, over time, Denmark has always fought side by side in every war America has had. And we have lost more soldiers per capita than any other country in American wars in Denmark, of course, except for U.S.,
yeah, and that's been part of what you've done since World War II,
yes,
really.
Yes.
You've supported, always NATO, always supported, fought with America. When other countries didn't want to get involved, you stuck with them through thick and thin.
Yes, Denmark has always been a very, very strong ally, so it's really hard to comprehend and understand. And I think they are still managing it quite well and continuously trying to find a diplomatic solution to the situation, and they're staying very measured and calm for the most.
It's hard to stay calm and measured, isn't it, when you're dealing with someone like this on the other side of the table?
It is, but I think maybe it is exactly what you need to do, I suppose, to continue to try and stay calm, to not escalate the situation and not to make it even worse, like with all the drama going on. So, and Denmark is quite good at that, I think, in terms of staying very measured and empathic and calm in situations like that. But that doesn't mean that they are ever going to back down or give over or roll over. But they will, till the very end, try to find a diplomatic solution with their allies.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think is the reaction at home? Have you been talking to people at home about what's
going on? Well, obviously, it's tough, and people, and you will have people are pretty outraged as well, of course, some meant, but people can't, yeah, struggle to understand even what's going on. And of course, everyone is saying it'll never happen. And what we need to remember is that Greenland is not just a commodity you can buy or trade with. It's people. Mm. It's communities, families, culture. So it obviously impacts very deeply in terms of that. I could imagine if you could imagine Trump all of a sudden saying that there's something valuable or something he wants in Kerry.
Yeah,
and
I
he
want
says,
Kerry.
Let's make Kerry American.
Yeah.
It would be similar to that.
It's the same feeling. It's the same thing.
It is. Yeah, so effectively, let's make I want Kerry, so I'll get it whatever way.
Whatever way I feel like.
Yeah, and yeah. We'll make Kerry America.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Now, I know 58 Danish troops landed in Greenland. There's around 60 others dispatched earlier to participate in ongoing military exercises. And that's a concern as well, I suppose, because Danish soldiers, you have relatives in the military.
I have a nephew, yes, that's an officer in the Danish army. So obviously it hits closer to home with these kind of situations. And also my own dad worked all his life as a radio controller for the foreign ministry and spent lengthy times in Greenland. And loved Greenland, had a very close relationship to Greenland. So we have a family history of being connected to Greenland.
What kind of a country is it, Lotta? It's obviously incredibly remote, incredibly harsh living conditions. There's only about 50,000 people there, but they've been there for a long time. They're very passionate, close-knit. There's a relationship with your country, with Denmark. It's a territory, but it's autonomous.
It is, absolutely. That's the thing you see. Like, you know, Denmark really only look after the defence of it. And, of course, you've got the currency and things, but otherwise they're completely
self-governing.
Self-governing, yeah. And so in every way. And they're working even more towards that. So I think the relationship is pretty good. And Denmark is working closely with Greenland to make them self-governed. And, and they are in most part in everything. And they too have just added two Greenlandic ministers to the Danish government even to have even more say in
what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so there has been improvements in terms of the relation between Greenland as a territory and Denmark.
Yes, absolutely. It's ongoing, like improving and things. And we would have a lot of Greenlanders living in Denmark as well.
Yeah.
So and yes, it is a close-knit community because it is a small and remote place.
Yeah.
So, and obviously the sentiment of the Greenlanders is that they absolutely do not want to be American. It's a completely different
idea and
culture. Yes, absolutely.
Everything is totally different.
Yes, totally.
This is part of your culture, it's part of your history. It goes back to the time of the Vikings.
Yes.
Effectively.
Yes, effectively. Like, I suppose 800 years probably, give or take. Greenland has been part in one way of Denmark and connected to Denmark, so... definitely, it is deeply personal.
Okay,
of course, what is going on?
How do you feel, Lotta, about, I suppose, the European Union now and Ireland? What do you think we should be doing to help Denmark?
Oh God, I don't know. It's hard to say. To know, I'm not an expert at expressing myself on
geopolitics.
Geopolitics, like it's a very explosive area, really, and I suppose it's difficult. I suppose the European countries in general has been standing with Denmark and Greenland.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that Ireland does as well.
Yeah.
But of course, we are a neutral country here, so it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are people afraid in Denmark?
Afraid?
Fearful?
Maybe not so. I think more very concerned.
Mm.
Concerned, deeply concerned. The Danes are a very peaceful nation and will always go to lengths for diplomatic solutions, but they will not roll over. They are a strong, fierce nation too, I think, even when it comes to it, and history will tell you that.
Yeah.
So there is concern, definitely deep concern and worry, of course, in a situation when you're being threatened like that by a superpower. where you should be really kind of trying to find solution. And it's difficult to understand, really, because Denmark has wide open doors in Greenland to America, and there's an American base, and they are more than welcome
to expand. They already have their security.
Yes, they have, but they can expand it. There's an open door to expand.
Yeah.
And Denmark will always sit down, and Greenland, and discuss peaceful solutions.
And that makes a nonsense of the claim then, doesn't it? That, oh, we need it for security, as if nothing has been done for security there.
It's hard to understand, yes, because Denmark, again, and Greenland are wide open to suggestions and to work together with the US. And they have opened their doors to the military bases. And I think before they've had, America has had, like, was maybe 20 bases there, and they've closed down most of them. I think there's one left.
Yeah.
So it's not, and that's, so it's hard to understand, with the security. So you wonder what it is he wants in Greenland.
You would wonder, and there's a lot of people trying to figure out the madness of it all, Lotta. But listen, thanks so much for giving us your view as a Danish citizen living here in Kerry. And hopefully there is a diplomatic resolution and we get away from the madness before too much longer.
Hopefully. That's Lotta, what we'll pray for.
Thank you, and thanks so much for telling us your story this morning. That's Lotta Lyon there. If you have a view on what she had to say, your view on your own situation, we'll obviously learn a lot more about what's happening today when there's, I think, an address from President Trump. We may, you know, get more nonsense and more madness out of that. Who knows? If you have a view, get in touch. We've lots more on the way on Kerry Today.